Scott Powers from ESPN in Chicago joins us. Scotty, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Of course, Minnesota did not get the result they wanted last year. Devin Dubnyk would be one major change to the roster this year. Anything else on Minnesota and how they play, how they look, that you think will be a bigger challenge outside of the goaltending than what Chicago faced last year?
I think they're just. I think the main thing is they're more experienced. You know, they've kind of been through this before. They've two cracks before against the Blackhawks and failed in both. You know, the first year in 2013, it was 5 games in the first round. Last year, it was 6 games in the second round. And it feels like kind of a natural maturation where they're more experienced, more prepared, more confident. And then adding, obviously, an elite goaltender, that doesn't hurt either. So I just think they're more prepared and ready for the Blackhawks than they have in the past.
Blackhawks healthy going in?
Yep. Yeah, Chris Versteeg's got a lower body day-to-day. But it looked like he was going to be healthy scratch today, too, so that it's not really that significant.
Okay. Looking at the Blackhawks, a lot of people, myself included, feel like with the major additions to the cap of Kane and Taves next year, that this is their best chance at a final run. They'll have to revamp a lot, maybe move out Patrick Sharp or Bickle or somebody else. Corey Crawford got pulled and lost the starting job, then came back in and looks like he's regained it, Scott. How short of a leash does Crawford have entering round two?
Yeah, it's a lot shorter than it was entering the playoffs, where Corey Crawford's been their guy for, I think, after game two, he had started 57 consecutive playoff games, and obviously he had the hiccup in game one and struggles in game two, and they go to Scott Darling. So I think the fact that, Crawford's shown that he's been inconsistent, coupled with the fact that Scott Darling's been really good, aside from maybe, a little bit at the end of that Predator series, that I think, overall, that Quinville has that trust in Darling, and if Crawford looks, anywhere like he did in that first round, that they're not going to sit there and wait for Crawford to figure it out. And it's just a luxury they have this season where they didn't have in the past, where they didn't have that guy, they could turn to and really trust as a backup.
When you look at Chicago's first-round victory, Taves, 8 points, Keith Kane, 7, Sharp, Hossa, 5, Seabrook, 4. Like, their best six players were their best six players, offensively, defensively, and production-wise. Is that still the big concern, that Minnesota just doesn't have the top guns to match Chicago's top six?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I think the Blackhawks, when you look at how they got by the Predators, I mean, it was those guys had to step up, because in a lot of areas the Blackhawks weren't as good as they've been in the past. You look at the penalty kill and the power play, both struggled. The goaltending was obviously shaky at times. And defensively, they were suspect. That, there were 4 times in that series where the Predators scored 3 or more goals in a period. And somehow the Blackhawks won 2 of those games where they gave up 3 goals in the first period and somehow won those, came back to win. So I think the Blackhawks, obviously they're going to need their big guys to be their big guys, but they need to shape up better. You're not going to get by allowing that many goals, especially in stretches like that. I don't think the Wild are that same team where you're going to be able to score on them as easily as you did the Predators. And, they've proven that it's hard to get chances against them. The way that Dubnyk's playing, it's hard to score. So I think defensively the Blackhawks, they shore up some things that they struggled in the first round.
And there were some long overtime games that saw Duncan Keith play 39 minutes and 51 seconds in game one and then 46 minutes and 19 seconds in game two. This rest has to have helped him.
Yeah. He's a freak, too. I mean, it's something you see every year in him. And, you go back to 2013 and, 3 overtimes against the Bruins. And there were overtime games throughout that. Apologizing by the Chicago L here. So, there are times throughout that series he plays those kind of minutes. And, they cut back a little bit during the regular season. But when it comes to the playoffs, he seems to be able to handle it. And I think the fact that Quinville's seen that in the past, and he doesn't worry to bring putting that kind of load on him. But I think he took a practice off their first day back, and this long stretch, probably it wasn't a difficult series. It wasn't really a physical series. Over last year the Blackhawks played with lose in the first round, that certainly took a toll. But that Predators Blackhawks series wasn't as physical, so I think a lot of those aspects helped the Blackhawks too.
Scott Powers joins us. Do you expect Minnesota is not really built to be a physical team. They're very quick. This is going to be another, up and down skating series, which has got to play into the hands of the Blackhawks.
The Wild have speed. They have quickness there. The one thing that Joel Quenneville talked about today was about the counterattack, where you don't want to maybe be too risky on offense and get too frustrated with what the Wild do, that it kind of allows them to kind of counterpunch and go the other way. So I think the Blackhawks are very wary of, you know, the Wild having that counterattack where, you know, the Blackhawks do get too risky and aggressive in the offensive zone, that it comes back and haunts them with a, you know, odd man rush. So, you know, I think the Blackhawks certainly favor in that respect, where they like to run and, you know, they like to get going down the ice. But I think the Blackhawks understand that the Wild are capable of that. And I think you saw that at times, especially last year against the Blackhawks, where they can create on the rush and they can, you know, score with some speed.
Scott Ifauer joins us from ESPN in Chicago. Scott, on the free agent front, Johnny Oduya, do you see any scenario that the Hawks could afford to re-sign him, or is he gone in free agency?
It all depends on who they get rid of. I mean, there are going to be certainly some pieces that have to go. It's, you know, they have, I think, 15 guys signed for next season, and it's committed about $65 million when you look at the cap being, you know, a little bit over 70. You don't have much room left over, and you know, you've seen them sign some college guys at the end of this year, some prospects they're probably on the verge. You'll probably see more of those guys you've never seen for the Blackhawks, because they need cheap guys to fill up the cap. I'm interested to see what they have in defensively, because I think you'll see John Wilson Keith and Seabrook obviously stick, and then you got a couple guys like Trevor Van Riemsdyk and Steven Johns, some younger guys who could step in. But to rely on that many young guys, there's some risk involved in that too. So I don't know if they'll do it, if you take something real cheap, maybe, or they go out and find like a cheap, you know, journeyman defenseman, maybe they add to that. But I'd be surprised if they really rely on three young defensemen like that in the outside of Seabrook and Jamison Keith.
Kimmo Timonen was brought in. Of course, he didn't play a lot of games injured this year in Philadelphia. He played all six in the playoffs, but was only averaging 10 minutes. They're kind of going with five defensemen. And, you know, he actually played less as the series went on. Is he banged up at all? Do you think he'll stay in the lineup regularly? They're going to look to try to get some more minutes from their number six D-man.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, Blackhawks have done this the last few years, whether it's Nick Leddy or Michael Roosevelt or, you know, that kind of that revolving six spot the last few seasons, where Quinville's kind of gone away from him. He's not afraid to, you know, lessen their load and give more to Keith and Oduya and, you know, all those other guys. So I don't know. You know, Timonen, it was such a strange, you know, there was risk in trading for him, where he hadn't played all season. He had those blood clots, and he just turned 4 years old. So you're unsure what you're getting. And he's been okay at times, but it's been a process for him to get back. And I don't know if he's capable of playing like he did. The one advantage with him is that he's reliable. You know, he wasn't on the ice for a 5-on-5 goal in that entire series. He's obviously not playing a lot, but he's not a liability. So I think you may see that same kind of minutes. You know, he may get 9, 10, 11 minutes a game. And as long as he's not hurting them, you know, I think the Blackhawks see that as an advantage and looking to lead more on those other defensemen.
Scott, quickly break down the strengths. Right now, do you give Minnesota the clear advantage in goal heading into this series?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, Crawford has to prove himself. He hasn't started for a week and a half. He had some bad first periods. You know, I think he needs to prove again, you know, that he's that guy. He's obviously proven it in the past, and, you know, he can be that guy, but he has to show that confidence is there. And, you know, I think some of this had to affect him in some way. He was replaced as a starter. So I'm curious to see how he bounces back. And, you know, Dubnyk, even he had a couple of games against St. Louis where he wasn't great, but the way that he responded and just the way that he's played since January, I think there's a clear advantage there.
Scott, enjoy the series. Who are you picking?
I had the Wild in seven, but I guess when you go seven, I can see either way. But I think if both teams play like they did in the first round, the Wild win.
Ooh, I like it, Scotty. Appreciate your time.
I appreciate it. Nice.